Hi, it's Tracy. Before we start, I have a request. Okay, it's a little weird, maybe even a lot weird, but hello, 6.5 million downloads on my podcast, and still we haven't chosen a sponsor, right? Yeah, they just haven't been good enough for us, and that's a little weird too. So I decided I'm going to treat this like a sponsorship spot. Many of you know Marcus, my son, who's been the inspiration behind this podcast, the book, my programs, anything at all to do with ADHD. Well, he is graduating from NYU this May, and boy, are we happy that he did it in 4 years. So anyway, Marcus loves to travel, and so he's spending 6 weeks by himself traveling to 5 countries in South America. I don't know about you, but there's no way in hell that I would go to even one country alone. And so we gave Marcus a very low budget. This trip is a combination of his birthday and graduation gift, and he figured it all out himself. He speaks some Spanish, but he hired a Spanish tutor from Ecuador a couple weeks ago, months maybe, who's a professor at a university there, and this professor is helping him with his conversational Spanish. Marcus also changed his phone to Spanish only and all of his apps, and he only watches Spanish TV in preparation for this trip. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of what Marcus is like. Now, Marcus would ultimately like to earn a PhD in psychology. He's fascinated by the brain, learning differences, and particularly how dyslexia impacts math. For the near future, though, he wants to work for a couple of years in New York City. I never thought he'd say that. He was always looking for more nature. So anyway, he's going on this trip, and what he's trying to do is find a job that he can come back to. He's come very close, but still no cigar. So yes, I am hawking my son's skills on these airwaves. He thinks I'm insane. But I'm like, who knows what interesting people are out there? I mean, I found my husband in a personal ad when no one was doing that. So why not find a job using my podcast? I mean, ultimately, finding a partner or finding a job, it's all the same thing, right? It's marketing, just getting the word out. Right job, right person. So that's my weird request. If you have any leads in New York City, Marcus would love to work in advertising or marketing sales. He's a phenomenal researcher. I promise you, he can find anything. He's very skilled in Excel and financial modeling. He'd be amazing in digital advertising or tech marketing. And beyond his hard skills, he's resilient. He's so smart. And he has an exceptional work ethic. And that's not just his mother talking. He's not like me. He prefers not to challenge the status quo all the time. He actually likes structure and systems. And he has so many ideas about how to make things better, faster, more efficient, simpler. So I'm putting this out there to our incredible community. If you know of any opportunities in digital advertising, tech marketing, or sales that are in New York City and could benefit from a bright, hardworking, and respectful young professional like my son Marcus, send me an email at support@tracyoutsuka.com and I will connect the two of you. Look, Marcus represents the very essence of what we talk about here every week, right? The brilliance of thinking differently. And so does his mother. So thank you for letting me be weird. And now let's get on with the show. Hello, I am Tracy Outsuka, your host of ADHD for Smartass Women. You know how much I love ADHD success stories, right? And it's even better when I'm able to have a little hand in creating that success story and know that my work is making a difference in an ADHD woman's life because, well, gold stars, friends, and you know how I feel about gold stars. So over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to share with you in this short bonus podcast format, the journey of some of the women I've had the privilege of working with. I would now like to introduce you to the truly energetic Trinley Chodron, who is joining us from the UK,
just outside of London. Trinley is a pharmacist, a novelist, a teacher, a personal development junkie, an advocate of kindness and doing things that benefit humanity, but most of all, an ideation machine. She is entrepreneurial to her core. Welcome, Trinley.
Hello, Tracy. I'm very honored you've asked me to come onto your podcast.
Absolutely. So did I miss anything or did I get all that right?
Well, I've tried my hand at being a journalist, several different careers that didn't feel right, PR as well. So I'm constantly evolving and reinventing myself.
You are. I don't think I know anyone who's done as many things as you've done. I can think of one woman, actually, that I know. So, Trinley, let's start by talking about ADHD first. Now, I understand you have not been formally diagnosed. Is that correct?
No.
Well, I should ask, do you think you have ADHD?
Well, it wasn't even on my radar. I live in the UK where it's not that well known in adults and especially women. And like, I used to be a pharmacist and I just associated ADHD with hyperactive boys that were jumping on tables and very stereotypical. I didn't really understand much about it. So I didn't think I had it, but I just met someone by chance in Cornwall in the UK, very mild-mannered professional teacher who told me she's from the Netherlands. She told me she had ADHD. I was really curious. I was like, can you tell me more about it? The more and more she talked about it, the more and more I said, damn, that sounds like me. And then I was intrigued. I then investigated it and I could really relate to the inattentive ADHD, which is often missed in women. And that got me thinking, that started to explain my dreamy nature, my carelessness, forgetting things, really poor with the executive function. And then I started to look within my family and I looked at my father and I'm like, and the genetic link, and I'm like, oh, you seem to have the traits of ADHD as well. So it was kind of a bit of an investigative process for me. And then I got obsessed about it. And then I just wanted to find out as much as possible. I'm now on a waiting list to get a diagnosis. And it's taking a long time. So I'm even thinking of going private.
So did you struggle in school with schoolwork?
Yes, I did. I did. I mean, I'm Indian origin. So I remember not even speaking English when I was growing up because I was raised by my grandparents at home while my parents, the typical immigrants, parents were out working really hard in the UK. My grandparents couldn't speak any English, so I was be speaking Punjabi and Indian language. So I thought possibly it's a language and just not really processing things the same way as other kids. Like, it was just a bit of slower to get things, trying to make sense of things. And I was just dreamy as well. And I remember just getting really bored in class as well. And then when the education got harder as I got older, you needed a lot more executive function to organize yourself. So mm-hmm. I think I flunked a year because I just couldn't keep up.
Okay, so Trinley, you believe you have ADHD, but you haven't been diagnosed with ADHD, but you still signed up for your ADHD brain is A-okay. Can I ask why?
I have a strong suspicion I had ADHD because forever I spent a lot of time in the wrong career, the wrong jobs, and then trying to find my way to the right career, the right place where I really felt me and I could really express who I was. So the AOK program felt a really good fit. I liked the fact that, you know, as people with ADHD, we forget what we like, we forget who we are, you know. So I liked the fact that this program would take me through a process of finding my values, finding my character strength, finding my talents, my skills, what I enjoyed, my passion, my purpose. And at the end of it, I have this one visual reminder of who I am and what it is I need to focus on. Because we have this short working memory and we forget. And even though I've done lots of soul searching, lots of personality tests, et cetera, it was a real compulsion to do this. And I'm so glad I did this. Really, really glad I went through the program. I felt that you really understood our brains as well. And I felt that you really understood how from a very young age, kids like us, those really formative years, we are not understood. And we kind of grew up really confused and not believing ourselves. So your program really helped work out our own message and eventually have our own North Star. So that's why I did it.
And now, Chinley, you had taken a lot of different programs, right, before AOK, trying to really get solid on who you are, what are your values, what is your purpose, all of that.
I have done a lot, everything. I have not left any stone unturned.
We've been talking about Your ADHD Brain is A-OK, the strength-focused coaching program that I built using my patented cartography system to help ADHD women learn how to trust themselves and answer that, what do I do with my life question. Many ADHD women have told me, I'm scared to say this out loud, but I really believe that I meant to do so much more. I meant to do something big, but I don't know what. And I can so relate to that. You know, I had always chalked it up to the fact that, I don't know, I was just more ambitious. I mean, we know, right, that drivenness is a form of hyperactivity. A big part of my ADHD was the sense that I knew I had more potential than I was actually tapping into. And I now know that's an ADHD thing. A 9-to-5 job, collecting a paycheck, working for 30 years on stuff we don't really care about, and then riding off into the sunset to retirement. No, that's just not us. In order to live to our potential, obviously we have to be passionate about what we're working on, right? We have these brains of interest. But what are the right things that we should be working on? We don't have a deficit of attention like they tell us we do, right? Like the name attention deficit hyperactivity disorder says we do. We have a surplus of attention. We are interested in so much. And so sometimes it can seem like we're just all over the place. So how do we make sure that of our many interests, we're pursuing the right ones? Because what is the point of being on the highest tree in the forest if you're in the wrong damn forest? You've heard me say this many times, right? And no one teaches us this. I'd read every self-help book, took countless personality tests. I hired career counselors and even a life coach, but I just couldn't connect those dots in a way that was useful to me. So that's why I created Your ADHD Brain is A-OK, because I needed that step-by-step system to tidy my ADHD brain and make sure that I never forgot what I had already learned about myself. I didn't want to continually reinvent the wheel every time I'd get sidetracked by another bright, shiny, squirrel-like object. You know what I'm talking about, right? My brain needed a process. It needed a structure. It needed a system. Instead of going from the outside in and trying to fit in, you know, what's my Myers-Briggs or my strong inventory or which Enneagram am I? What we're doing here is we're going from the inside out and we're really figuring out who you are first and what's important to you. Your ADHD brain is A-OK. We call it A-OK. It includes live coaching with me every week and a private community of women that's off of Facebook that are just like you. The program has been built specifically for your ADHD brain. I love this podcast, but A-OK, it's my most favorite thing that I get to do. I literally feel like I watch caterpillars turn into butterflies. and frankly, sore. And I know that probably sounds so cheesy, but it is true. So if you go to spyhappy.me/AOK right now and use the code podcastsass, you'll get $500 off the program just for being one of my brilliant podcast listeners. I would just love to get to know you personally. The URL, one more time, is spyhappy.me/AOK. So let's get back to Trinley.
One of the things that we discovered with the whole community of, you know, AOK members was, honestly, I think it's an ADHD thing.
Yeah.
We all have this need, like no neurotypical I've ever met, to live to our potential and to figure out who we really are.
Yes, I would say so, 100%. We are not the sort of women who are happy to do our 9-to-5 and then maybe go to the gym and have wine o'clock with our girlfriends. That's not us. We really want to make our lives and our work and our relationships really count. And I love that. I love the fact that we all really had a strong desire to have a purpose, to make our lives of meaning, which was amazing. Is this an ADHD thing? I don't know, but it definitely wasn't A-OK, for sure.
Yeah, I think it is an ADHD thing. I think there is this sense of intensity that we have. And if we can find what it is that really interests us, there is no stopping us. And what I definitely have discovered through the ADHD Facebook group, you know, ADHD for Smartass Women is what it's called. What I've discovered through AOK and working through, you know, with the women that were part of it, is that there is not one woman among us that is not brilliant at something. Mm. And it really is our charge to figure out what that is for ourselves. Yeah. And so in creating AOK, my real goal was, you know, we tend to go whenever there's anything to do with self-development, we go from the outside in. So these are all the different structures. These are all the different roles. And where do you fit in? Versus with AOK, I tried to go from the inside out. So it's not about where you fit in. It's who you are specifically and how do you stand out? Forget about everybody else. You're not supposed to fit in because you're meant to stand out. And so my question for you is, after having gone through all these other programs and still obviously ending up here at AOK, so there was something that still wasn't satisfying you, what was it that was different about AOK? Did it work?
Definitely, definitely. So all the courses I'd done before, all the soul searching, all the books I'd read on personality, I love the fact that you, as our course leader, are so invested in all the women that were taking part. I didn't think you would have the time or the capacity to do that, but you did. The support amongst all the women was amazing. There's a lot of cheerleading for us as we went through the course. There's a real community and a real camaraderie, which I think is so important. I did not find that in the other courses I've done. And there's not a lot of material to watch, so there's not loads of homework, but the exercises really do make you think. They're deep, they're intense, but like a good intense, because that's what you need to know when you are making a more aligned, purposeful career.
What was your favorite part?
I think I had many favorite parts. I like right at the end when I got to the final end and I was like, oh my God, this is what we've all been waiting for. The final sheet. What was that sheet called again? Goodness, what's it called?
The intelligence report.
The intelligence report. Yeah. Yeah, which I still have to rewrite up. I was hoping to do that before this session, actually. Sorry. I love the intelligence report. It kind of highlights all your... It was just really nice to uncover your top skills, your top values, your top character strengths. So I liked how we just got everything about ourselves and how it all linked in with finding your purpose, your central purpose. And that was a lovely feeling, just to get to that final part.
And see how it all connects, right? Everything is all related. And when it's all related, then it's pretty clear the direction that you will want to go in and will succeed in going for.
Yeah. You almost have this big finger pointing, like, this is the way to go. Because before, you're like, oh, where the hell? I don't know, north, east, south, west, up, down. You know,
and that's our problem, right? We are interested in so much.
Yeah.
I mean, they call it ADHD, attention deficit. And that is the biggest bunch of BS, because for us, it's attention surplus. There truly is so much that we want to do, and it gets overwhelming. Like, where do you start?
Yes, absolutely. So this was a lovely course because it allowed you to honor everything about yourselves. And actually, you gave us permission to listen to ourselves, which actually, honestly, it really brought a tear to my eye, because I'd never had that growing up. I never had any of my caregivers say, what do you think? Where do you, you know, or society say, you know? So that was really nice. You giving us permission to say, look, this is about you and what you want to do.
So Trinley, what would you say to someone who's considering signing up for AOK, but they're not sure?
I would say, if you really want to find out who you are, what you're into, what your values are, and if you want to have a purpose-driven career, purpose-driven life, then this is a course for you, because this will help you kind of crystallize it all. And you're working with a really very competent, very compassionate coach who can guide you through this process. So I would say definitely do it. And the community is amazing as well. The community of women you'll meet in this course is so loving, so giving, and so caring and compassionate. It's really beautiful.
Well, thank you. Before I let you go, where can people find you? So if they want to know more about you, or maybe they have a question that they want to ask you, is there some place that they could reach out to you?
Sure. I'm on the Facebook group. Just send me a message on my name as it is, Trinley Chodron.
Okay. Trinley Chodron on Facebook.
That's right.
Perfect. And they can send you a DM there, a direct message? Perfect.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to help anyone.
Wonderful. And I'll put that in the show notes. I'll put the link to that as well. Thank you so much for spending time with us here today.
My pleasure.
If you'd like to check out what we've been talking all about, your ADHD brain is A-OK, you can go to spyhappy.me/AOK. Not only do you get the A-OK 6-step program, but you also get the private community, live coaching with me every week, and our Your Relationships Are A-OK bonus. If you've struggled in one bad relationship after another, once you complete A-OK, you need this program to figure out exactly who should be in your life and who shouldn't. Besides, I would love to get to know you personally. So go to spyhappy.me/AOK. And remember, if you sign up now with the code PODCASTSASS, you'll get $500 off just for being a podcast listener. But you need to sign up right now. As always, you're listening to ADHD for Smart Ass Women. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you at our regular time next Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you here next week. And don't forget to sign up for our free live virtual training, 3 days to fall in love with your ADHD brain, starting on April 15th at spyhappy.me/3days. I'm telling you, it's life-changing.